There was once a bear who thought himself a real handsome devil. Every morning he'd get up and brush his fur till it shined. And then he would say, "Huh, you're a real handsome devil." Well, it happened that there was to be a fair in a town right near where the bear lived, and he decided he was going to go. He got up in the morning and brushed his fur until it squeaked. Then he put on his best trousers, his best jacket, his high top hat, and his shiny black boots, picked up his walking stick, stood in the mirror and said, "Huh, you are one handsome devil." He went on down the road towards the town. Before he got about halfway there, he heard a sound. "Gah, where you going? Gah, where you going? Gah, where you going?" Now, the bear looked up and there was a crow. Not a very attractive crow at that, the bear thought. He had beady little eyes and his feathers were sort of covered in dust and his pointy, pointy beak. No, he was not very attractive at all. The bear decided not to listen to him. He said, "I'm going to the fair so everyone can see that I am a very handsome devil." And he tried to get away so he wouldn't have to listen to anything else, the crow said. But the crow said, "Gah, like that? Gah! You'll be the laughing stock of the whole fair! Gah!" The bear stopped. "What do you mean? I'm always fashionably dressed." The crow said, "Well, gah! Then you've missed fashion, gah! Fashion has changed, gah!" The bear said, "Well, come, what do you mean? What fashion has changed?" "Well," said the crow, "people are not wearing trousers anymore. No, gah, no, pants are out, gah." "What are they wearing?" asked the bear. "Plastic bags, gah, that's what they're wearing, yes, gah." Well, plastic bags, yep, yep. Well, what else? "Well, people are not wearing jackets anymore, gah, no, gah." Well, what are they wearing? "Paper bags, gah, yep, paper bags, gah." Paper bags. "And what else, Mr. Crow? Please tell me, dear Crow, what else are they wearing?" "Well, gah, they're not wearing shoes anymore. Gah, certainly not boots. Gah, they're wearing shoeboxes." "Yep, that's right, shoeboxes. Gah. And people are not wearing hats on their heads. No, gah, no. They're wearing frying pans." The bear said, "Thank you. Thank you so much. I would have gone to the fair looking like a fool." He ran straight home. He took off his trousers and threw them into a corner. He took off his jacket and threw it on top of his trousers. He pulled off his boots and he threw his hat into the corner. Then he got out the biggest plastic bag he could find. He cut out some holes for his legs, put on the plastic bag, used a little rope to tie it around his waist. He got out a great big paper bag, cut out some holes for his arms, a hole for his head, and struggled into it. He got out the biggest shoe boxes he could find, put them on his feet, and took some string and tied it across the top so they wouldn't come off. And then he got out the biggest, blackest frying pan he had, shined it up, and stuck it on his head. He looked in the mirror and he said, "You are one handsome devil." And then he went on down the road. When he got to the town, all the people were laughing and playing games and riding on rides. And then all the noise stopped. And he realized they were looking at him. He thought it was because he looked so good, so he posed. And then he heard it. Would you look at that ridiculous bear? Laughter erupted from everyone's throat. The bear tried to figure out what ridiculous bear they were talking about. He kept looking around, and then he realized it was him. No one else had a frying pan on their head. He turned around, embarrassed, and began running back towards his home. As he went through the forest, those shoeboxes flopping around on his feet, he tripped. That frying pan hit him dead in the head. Bong! When he hit the ground. And then he heard, "Gah, gah, 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 gah." He looked up and there was the crow. Gah, 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 gah. The bear stood up and said, "How could you do this to me? You told me people were wearing frying pans and paper bags and plastic bags and shoe boxes. How could you do this to me?" And the crow said, "Gah, I told you many things, gah, but I never once said I was telling the truth. Gah, 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 gah." And he flew off. That story is a fable, my friends, and it has a moral, and the moral is this. Don't believe everything you hear. And that is the story of Handsome Bear.